NASA's New Horizons spacecraft awakens from record hibernation. NASA's New Horizons spacecraft has awakened from its longest hibernation period ever and resumed active operations as it continues its pioneering exploration of the Kuiper Belt beyond Pluto. Flight controllers confirmed on June the 23rd that the spacecraft has safely emerged from a 321-day hibernation that began in August the 7th, 2025. Now, approximately 9.5 billion kilometers from Earth, New Horizons remains healthy and is preparing to return stored science data collecting during the dormant period. The spacecraft continues to operate far beyond Pluto as one of humanity's most distant active planetary science missions. The successful wake-up demonstrates the remarkable reliability of autonomous spacecraft operations across the vast distances of the outer solar system. Commands directing a spacecraft to awaken were uploaded nearly a year earlier, before New Horizons entered hibernation. Because radio signals now require approximately 8 hours and 52 minutes to travel one way between Earth and the spacecraft, confirmation of the wake-up reached mission controllers through NASA's Deep Space Network station near Madrid, Spain, nearly 9 hours after it was transmitted. Such long communication delays require the spacecraft to perform routine operations independently while awaiting instructions from Earth. Mission teams periodically place New Horizons into hibernation during extended cruise phases to conserve onboard resources and reduce operational demands while continuing valuable scientific observations. During hibernation, operators do not send routine commands to retrieve stored data, but the spacecraft continues collecting measurements using several science instruments. Throughout the 321-day hibernation period, New Horizons transmitted a weekly health status beacon indicating that all systems were functioning normally. According to Mission Operations Manager Alice Bowman, every weekly status report received during this hibernation period was green, confirming the spacecraft remained in excellent health. Launched in January 2006, New Horizons became the fastest spacecraft ever launched at the time and completed a gravity assist flyby of Jupiter in 2007 before making humanity's first close exploration of Pluto in July of 2015. The spacecraft later performed the first flyby of the Kuiper Belt object, Arakoeth, on January the 1st, 2019, and has continued studying the Kuiper Belt, the outer heliosphere, and the space environment beyond the planets. More than two decades after launch, New Horizons continues expanding our understanding of the outer solar system while demonstrating the remarkable capabilities of long-duration deep space communications and autonomous spacecraft operations. Now to some satellite shorts from all over. A new satellite tracking application for iPhone and iPad, OrMySat, is now available for amateur radio operators and satellite enthusiasts. The app combines live satellite tracking with past predictions, antenna alignment tools, and customizable alerts to assist operators in the field. It includes a 3D globe, a 2D map, and augmented reality viewing modes, along with a catalog of more than 34,000 satellites, rocket bodies, and debris objects. According to the developer, orbital data is updated every 6 hours using recognized space status resources, and additional features including Doppler correction, satellite frequency information, and launch tracking. A free version is available with an optional premium subscription offering expandable capabilities such as extended prediction windows and data export. Additional information is available at one word, allmysat.com, and the application can be downloaded from the Apple's App Store. Now to some passes for today, Sunday the 26th of July, and all times in Central African time. The International Space Station 2331 to 2342, SO50 or SAUDISAT 1C 1719 to 1731, and CHAPISASAT 1431 to 1443. Bearing in mind, these are the best passes for the day and not the only ones. This is ZS5FR for AMSAT SA.